USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is promising full federal support to people in Colorado affected by a devastating wildfire. Biden making the pledge to local residents Friday after touring the damage left by the Marshall Fire in Boulder County. About 1,000 homes were destroyed and tens of thousands were forced to evacuate. Plenty of reaction still coming in to the December jobs report, which fell short of expectations, with 199,000 jobs being added compared to the estimated of more than 420,000. Chairman and CEO of Forbes Media, Steve Forbes, says a lot of this falls back on the administration.
Ignores the fact that before the COVID crisis hit, American unemployment was low. Lower income people's wages were rising at a faster pace than the rest of the workforce.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Have you heard the latest about how vitamin D3 is essential to your health? A new peer-reviewed study showed mortality rates dropped dramatically if a COVID patient has healthy levels of vitamin D. Many studies showed it also helps with healthy weight management, but most Americans are clinically deficient in vitamin D3. Our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 I use daily. It tastes great. It's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a 2-month supply and is small enough to take on a plane. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com. is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get 15% off.
The United States reported around 1 million new COVID cases on Friday. This as a highly transmissible Omicron variant continues to spread. Meanwhile, President Biden on Friday told reporters he doesn't think COVID is here to stay. Dr. Bob Lajita, director for the autoimmune and rheumatic diseases at St. Joseph Health, says he differs from the president's stance and expects the virus to stick around.
I think he's wrong. I think COVID is here to stay, just like influenza is here to stay. And I predict that when the pandemic goes away, we're going to have an endemic virus. And perhaps people will be creative and create a vaccine that will include both the flu and the coronavirus every year.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This year's Golden Globe, set to take place Sunday, will be a low-key ceremony with no audience. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Advisors to the president are urging him to change his domestic strategy for how to respond to the coronavirus pandemic.
Six former advisors who counseled President Joe Biden during the presidential transition said Biden needs to shift from shutting down the virus to living with the virus. The advisors wrote that advice this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Biden promised on the campaign trail he would shut down the virus, but he's failed on delivering on that promise. Since Biden took office, more people have died from COVID-19 under his presidency than under President Donald Trump. Daily case numbers have smashed records. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Supreme Court heard oral arguments Friday over President Biden's vaccine mandates, one of which relates to private businesses of 100 employees or more requiring vaccinations. Job Creators Network President and CEO Alfred Ortiz explains a requirement on private employers would not just impact large companies, but small businesses as well.
The Biden administration has portrayed this as a mandate for our largest employers in this country. This is employers that have 100 or more. And remember, the Small Business Administration itself defines small businesses as less than 500. That group between the 100 and the 500 is what we were most concerned about.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.